Oh, look at this sad, broke down John Deere hobby tractor. Something's wrong with the wheel. It's missing. Well, we took it off. So here's our tire. Turns out it's got a valve stem problem. Right here. Something's wrong with the valve stem. So we're going to have to replace the valve stem. And what do you know? It's another great opportunity to use our Colby valve stem replacers. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't know about this company and these products a few years ago, but these allow you to change the valve stem without removing the tire from the rim, so you can do it yourself. And they've got the XL size here, which refers to the diameter of the hole. This is like sort of regular size here. These are short ones. And then Onyx tire valve system. I don't know. They've got a lot of different variations, but it's called Colby. Oh, here's the permanent one. These are the ones I like the best, because when I replace these valve stems, I want them to be permanent. So I just thought I'd show you, like, this is going to be the third tire that I've used these on. The last one was on one of my vehicles, but this is on a tractor tire. So let me show you how this works. All right. And then let's see if I can do this while I'm holding the camera. I'm going to grab this thing and I'm going to try to go to the, oh, still a little bit of air pressure in it. I'm going to pop this sucker out of there. Well, I guess the valve stem wasn't totally bad. It was still holding some air. I wonder why I was told the valve stem was bad. Anyway, so you can either use one of these tools to try to fish that out before it gets lost in there, or you can do what I do and just poke it in there. And the bottom half of your old valve stem will just be rattling around inside your tire, which doesn't matter, especially on a tractor tire. So then we're gonna find the right Colby valve. This one might fit, and we're going to replace it. I'll show you how that's done. It's super easy. Okay, so the way this works is you take this Colby valve right here, and this is a standard diameter 0.453, and as you can see, it just kind of barely fits inside that hole where the valve stem goes, right? So what you want to do is you want to push it all the way in until it's firmly in place, okay? And what that does is it pushes that rubber piece all the way through the hole. And then you're going to take just a little half-inch ratchet here, and you're just going to tighten this up. And as you're doing that, what it's actually doing is it's causing, let me show you here, it's causing this piece to get shoved that way, which causes this black rubber piece to flatten out like a disc, sealing the hole in the rim, which is what a valve stem is supposed to do. So you're just going to tighten this up. Doesn't take any strength at all. And how much do you tighten it? Well, a ways. They say do it until it starts to squeak. Anyways, you can see this nut is moving down on the valve stem, which means that the metal underneath is moving up, which means that rubber is getting flattened. So you just do that a little bit until it's nice and snug. All right, and then at that point you can air it up. Yes, it is airing up. So now, and then you just pop on the little caps that they include. Valve stem caps. Boom. Okay, you're done. So technically, you didn't even have to remove the tire off the tractor. I'm not the one who actually did that. Who this tire belongs to, they were about to take it in and have the tire taken off the rim and pay somebody who knows how much money to do all this stuff. And I said, no need. I could just use a Colby valve right here. And as you see, It's super easy to do. So, Colby Valves, they are colbyvalve.com. I think that's the, yeah, there's the website right there, colbyvalve.com. You see it? Yeah. Emergency tire valves, these you can hand tighten, so you don't even need a tool, but they're temporary. I always travel with these in case I have a valve stem problem on the road. Oh, by the way, they're not a sponsor. They're not paying me to say this. They did send me these samples, though, which is cool because I wasn't aware of all of these. This one is the XL size. If you have, you know, big-ass tires with your big-ass fries, you can use these. Or my favorite ones are the green ones, which are the permanent ones. And I have these, like I said, on a couple other vehicles. And they say installs from outside the wheel in 1 minute. Well, yeah. That's about right, actually. If it's your first time doing it, you might take 3 minutes, or if you're explaining it like I am, it could take 5 minutes. But if you know what you're doing, you can do it in 1 minute. No question about it. So colbyvalve.com, one of the best prepper items that you can buy. Thanks for watching. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com.
We've got several high-demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out. Golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health, and it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want, and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out, and remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like brighteon.ai and brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.